It's gonna be edited out anyway. I'm swearing too much. Don't give me that look. Like, yeah, like everything you say is gonna be edited out. I'm sick of it. I talked for 2 hours and it translated into 18 minutes with 3 songs. One of my neon, which I did not approve of. Thank you for nothing. Alright, well, I'm sick of it. I like to rip it raw. And
do you know what? Do you know what, Sean? Though, do you know what?
Yeah,
it's all getting cut. Welcome to episode 3 of What Gets Club Soda Out. I'm Laura. I'm here with Sean.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking.
Fabulous. Let's have some pleasantries. Sorry about how late this podcast is. Sean was in Malta for a week.
Yes, sorry about that as well, yeah. I would have been here if I could, but I just couldn't make it. What the hell? That page just says shut up.
Yeah, there is just a page in my diary that just says shut up.
Jesus.
Capital letters.
So this week we've decided to change a few things up. I'm going to ask the listeners for some top fives instead of me answering things and seeming like a doof all the time.
Yes. Well, we still have a top five for you.
Uh-huh.
Which is top five ugliest singers, lead singers of bands.
Yes.
The ugliest ones.
I think I have a very, very strong list.
That'll be coming up soon. First, we're going to go to a song, just to get things started. We're going to listen to Chairlift with their song Evident Utensil. And Chairlift are playing on Saturday, 22nd of November in Crawdaddy, for those of you listeners in Dublin. And Tallulah Does the Hooler are supporting. And they're a Dublin band.
Could you say that again? They're supporting?
Yeah, Tallulah Does the Hula.
One more time.
Tallulah Does the Hula.
Okay, fine, well done. But also, sure. So are they going to see Lorna Ghoul at that gig?
Yes, I will be there.
And then are we going to have a follow-up item later in the week on Who Did You Kiss This Week, Laura?
This is Charlotte with Evident Utensil.
The most evident
Chairlift.
I was telling you during the song that I think it sounds like Aqua, and any second I thought some guy would come in, baby, I'm missing you.
Are you by my side?
Baby, and you know.
Okay, let's stop it.
I'm back in state.
Okay, we'll go straight to a podcast bit.
What podcast bit is this now, Laura?
Well, I've... Okay.
Do it.
This podcast is The Exploding Sandwich, and they're very, very funny. A Canadian podcast.
Canadian, really handsome... Handsome band of men.
Of revelers.
Okay. And what involvement do they have with Lorna Gill?
Well, none. Up till last Sunday.
When what transpired?
Sean knew about this because I told him about
just
it.
A couple times.
Because I was very excited.
Excited.
Well, no, they're really nice guys. Yeah, that's why.
Okay.
I'm just going to play a bit from their podcast now so you can get an idea of how funny they are. Okay, so this is them making a theme for one of their segments, which is great, which we should do.
We should do.
But neither of us have any musical talent. If anyone wants to make themes...
That would be awesome,
that
sauce.
Would be so great. If anyone wants to make a top five theme or any kind of...
They have to invent an action item and then write a theme for it. And then we'll do it week in, week out.
Yes.
Honestly, that's a promise.
Do all of our work for
we
us,
We will
please.
Do the last little bit.
Okay, so this is them creating a theme for a section called Grammar Time.
Let's do the Grammar Time fucking thing.
Okay, so the grammar's important. We're going to get to that. But people out there, they know we've been lacking a good grammar song. So a little while ago, I started playing MIDI file of Country Grammar by Nelly. But I'm unsatisfied with that. So I am going to play that, and you're going to record some vocals. Okay.
What vocals?
Like, you know, the song to Nelly. It goes like this. I thought...
I'm going to rap Nelly's song.
Yeah. Bang, bang, baby, don't... But,
okay,
but make it grammar related.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, you ready?
Okay. Do I go now?
Yeah, okay. I need you to start. Okay.
Okay.
I need... Okay.
Well, let me know when you're going to do it.
One.
Okay.
Two. Three.
Nelly coming down on the big brown train.
This is how it... I'll play you Nelly's original song.
Okay.
This is how it sounds. Minus this stuff at the beginning. Okay, shimmy, shimmy.
Okay.
Cocoa Puffs. Does it help if I go, wow, street shit?
Yeah. Yeah, do that.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow, street shit.
Come, baby, we're gonna go do some grammar time right now on the town. Shimmy, shimmy, go, go, roof on fire. It's getting hot in here. Band-aid under my eye.
Take that.
What did you think, John?
That sounded classy indeed. I've heard MIDI versions of stuff before, and they always sound like garbage. Like polyphonic ringtones that you pay a lot of money for and are shit.
That is no exception.
That is not the exception.
Anyway, so these guys are great.
And and how did your interview with them go?
It wasn't really an interview. They had this live show at 7 p.m. Vancouver time. But that was 8 hours behind.
Yeah.
So I got up at 3 and got some hot chocolate and talked to them.
Aww.
And they were so nice. They're so lovely. Here's a clip of the interview. Here's a clip of the show.
Hello, caller.
Hi, guys.
How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm okay. It's 3:30 now.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're a champion.
Dublin Island.
Oh, wow. Hello.
So we got to throw out some major props to those who didn't know in the chat room. Here we've got Laura, a fan calling in. I'd say a friend calling in from Ireland. Oh. She stayed up. It's now 3:45 a.m. You must have loved those technical difficulties, eh?
Yeah, it was good fun. I made some hot chocolate in the meantime.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Listen to the way you sound. That's so fun.
So do you
my accent?
I don't know the history here. What's your history, Laura? How do you know these guys?
I don't. I found them through a couple of different podcasts.
Hmm. Wow.
Now, isn't that amazing? I mean, how the world works. Now, Laura, are you from Northern Ireland or Southern Ireland?
I'm from the Republic of Ireland, which is Southern Ireland. I'm from Dublin, which is the capital.
Okay, is there still tension with the North?
The Troubles? Not as much as there used to be.
They call it the Troubles.
The Troubles.
Yep, it's the term.
Awesome.
I'm sorry, guys, it's very early. I'll try not to affect your freewheeling satire.
Oh, man. We're getting so burned by all the callers today.
So if you want to hear the rest of that interview, it's theexplodingsandwich.com. Sean just realized that he has chewing gum all over his leg and he freaked so out much. And started scratching it off. How did you get chewing gum on your leg?
I don't know. I think I rolled over it under my sleep. And it's taken off up the hair. Shit, this is painful. As it is embarrassing, but it smells great. What did they say? You had an adorable laugh.
No, they didn't say it. Yeah, no, he said I had an adorable voice.
Cool. Why don't you guys have adorable voices like that?
Incidentally, because of that whole exploding sandwich thing, definitely, I'll leave a link on the website, but also, Devon, one of the Devons,
yeah,
slamming hard the other week.
Okay.
That's a new segment we're starting. Anyone wants to create a theme for that, you're totally welcome to.
Because we don't feel like doing the work and we're not musically talented.
Anybody want to make that into a thing? So my slamming hottie of the week is Devon Loheed. So visit devonloheed.com if you want to hear his music.
And can I say to the listeners, having watched the new Prison Break, my hottie of the week is Jodie Lynn O'Keefe. So you can fuck off.
Who's
unless
that?
You're going to cut that out. She's the chick from... She's Gretchen from Prison Break. Lordy.
Okay, well, I'll put up a picture of her.
Do.
So, Sean, we'll do your first top five. Oh, no, wait. We'll play a song and then come back to it.
Will we?
Is it Yella or Yell?
Say yellow. C'est je excellent. I live in Paris, France.
We're gonna play Yelle now.
C'est je by Yelle.
That's the
a
one.
Good song.
Thank you.
last song, we looked up some stuff on Jody Lynn O'Keefe, and we looked on her IMDb, and Sean found an interesting comment.
From Guitars Cadillacs, Thursday, February 14th. Oh, this is actually Valentine's Day, which is so sad. But it says of Jody Lynn O'Keefe, I'd like to take a peek at her veggie. we'll put that up on the website.
Yeah, we'll take a picture of that.
What?
No! Okay, so Sean, let's do your top five. Okay. After you're laughing at that for about an hour.
All right, this time I was asked to do ugliest lead singers, and it was actually my pleasure. And I've got some controversial ones here, but I hope that if someone doesn't agree with me, they can just check out the website and then agree with me. Yeah. Also, I don't know all their names, so this might be embarrassing. First one is That Horse from the Wombats. Number five. Check out the striped t-shirt. Also, the more you stare at his dead eyes.
Oh my word. Yeah. I have made out with him.
The next one. Okay, God, I'm
he's wrecked.
I've always been telling people about this.
Oh, Ben Gibbard. That man is a dumpus.
Yeah, check out that nifty tie.
Good, great voice.
Ugly man. Dude, he has to have a good voice. The only way he can sleep with women. The next one is Boney M. The guy all the way in the back. Slave for Love by Boney M. Awesome.
I'm trying to find a better picture, but oh my God.
It's a bit much. And now it's a toss-up, but we got some really, really, really kind of hot competition between the three.
Okay, so five was lead singer the Wombats. Four was
Ben Gibbard. Three is the guy from Boney M. I think I'm going to have to go for Johnny Borrow for number two.
Oh my God, he should be number one. Oh no!
It's an especially awful picture of him.
Oh, that's really bad. Oh. And he went out with the board from Harry Potter.
Which one? She's Hermione? Pretty.
Emma Watson, yeah. Who's next?
Okay, I think we should have it a tie because I found these really awful, embarrassing pictures. There's the picture from the Style Council. He's got Paul Weller has a step with like frosted dips. It looks awful. And then also, just get your value
for
money.
That man looks like a scarecrow.
It is Jack White.
Tied number one.
No, it's gotta be. So hopefully you enjoyed them. There's a few that are left to the side. But yes. So, and also, while I'm at it, there's the ugliest lead singers, but what I'd like people to do is I'd like people to give me a hand. You know, it takes a little while to compile these lists, all of 2 or 3 minutes. but I want people to think, you know, of two options for me and then send the top fives to Laura.
Send your suggestions to laura.shmlora@gmail.com. You'll find the address on the website at www.whatgetsclubsodaout.blogspot.com. I'm assuming you already know what that is.
Because you're here listening to
the thing. Yeah, because you have downloaded the podcast.
All right. Well, what I need is top five worst white rappers. I'm going to get you started. Adamant. And the next one is bands what sound like other bands.
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
That's a good topic.
Thank you kindly. Here's the rest of the show. Thank you for the suggestions on the top five fictional lawyers. I honestly could think of four, so I didn't do it. Lionel Hutz, Harry Birdman, Ed from, you know, Bowling Alley.
From Ed, yeah, Bowling Alley lawyer, yeah.
Dreamy Ed. And the most dreamy of all, Atticus Finch.
Who's Atticus Finch?
You don't know who... What do they teach you in school? Nothing? Gregory Peck is Atticus Finch. It took me ages. Anyway, yes. So that's my top five.
I'm loving that picture of Johnny Burrell.
Oh, please put it up. Please, please, please.
Oh, I can't look at it very... Ah, he's zoomed in!
So do yourself a favor and zoom in. Right into that tooth, actually, dude. Seriously.
Anyway, zoom out.
So you might need a little bit of a... You might need to look at that hot man of the week just to kind of cleanse the palate.
I hope he doesn't listen.
Devin Lougheed. Well, if he does, we should just kind of remind him that he's a very beautiful man.
Thank him for letting me come on their podcast and be really bizarre. Sean's going to give me 20 seconds on the clock and I'm going to do the admin.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay, so...
I'm going to do it with my hands. No, I'm going to do it with my hands. I trust my hands more.
I don't trust your hands. 3, 2, 1. Thank you to Jacob, David, Carl, Bobby, Alex, Usheen, beautiful Katie, Michael O'Connor, Dauber, Patrick Wolf, Kate, Ed Daly... Louise, Roisin, sorry for making fun of Forrest Whitaker, Tom York, Jay Riotard, Ian Curtis. Thank you to Circa for giving the podcast a name. Thank you to Download Heat and Other Devon at TheExplodingSandwich.com. Also, Tom Hill is hilarious. How much have I done now?
17.
Oh, okay. Blah, 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 blah. Nice. Other Devon is Devon McKenzie. He's great.
Oh, wow, you're very mad politically correct. I don't understand why you thanked Patrick Wolf.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, shit, I forgot to say. Hello, Brian and Ian. Sean, what song do you want to hear?
I'd like to hear Kurt Vonnegut by Bon Ruffians. That's a great track. That's a great track. And I have to thank Laura for introducing me to that band as well. I wasn't easily swayed onto that, but they're awesome sauce. But also, I got a message earlier from a friend of mine who started listening to the show this week. Thank you, John.
Hi, John.
Because he played Black Sweat, and you know, obviously. But he said that he found a bottle of beer. Actually, this is really weird. He found a bottle of beer from 4 years ago, and he's going to come in and drink it on air when he pod crashed the podcast. Oh, yes.
When's that going to be?
No idea. I don't think he knows.
Episode 4, look out for John.
Look out for John Michael Lynch. Except that Dauber wanted to be the first.
Stop saying John Michael Lynch.
I met a woman from Belgium who thought a douchebag was a shower cap.
How did that come up?
I don't remember.
I thought a douchebag was a shower cap.
For some reason, she sounds Iranian in my impression, but sure.
Let's talk about this, right?
Yeah.
Almost every single person I've talked to loves that church song, Happiness, which is from the first episode. It's the first song we played on the first one. Except for one person. Everybody else I've heard say loves it.
How can they hate that song? That song is awesome.
I haven't a clue.
It's so lovely. I'm a Realist by The Cribs. Enjoy the song. Me too, actually. We really should be sorry about making fun of Forest Whitaker and Tom York, though.
Why?
It's just not cool.
It was pretty funny.
It's funny, but it's
although
not
my
cool.
Laugh is fucking ridiculous.
You have a great laugh. You have a great laugh. No, so honestly, it's deadly. As for Jay Reattard, I'm not so sorry. I heard some of his music. I'm not a fan. Ian Curtis, we should be sorry for that, too. He's had a rough...
Yeah, R.I.P. Okay, so this part of the program is your class or fuck off.
Yes.
And I'm gonna say things to Sean, and he says, "Your class or fuck off."
All right, it's time to put some seconds on the clock.
How about 2 minutes?
2 minutes? That's ages. All right, 30
That's
seconds.
30
go.
Minutes, Sean.
What? Oh.
That egg timer works in minutes.
Ah! Yeah! It's not going. All right. Okay. Go. Shit or class.
Jay Reattard.
Shit.
Tom York.
Class. Shit.
Okay, I'll say 5 and then you say 5. All right. David O'Doherty.
Class.
The chap from Crystal Castles.
Ooh, he's shit. He's right shit.
Okay, quick. Owen Pallett.
Class.
Glenn Miller.
Class.
Paul Weller.
Shit. Okay, Michael.
Okay.
Simon Amstel.
That's class.
Simon Cowell.
Oh, shit.
Au revoir, Simone.
Oh, class.
Simone de Beauvoir.
Shit.
Simon Says.
Class. We're just out of time.
Thank you for having me, Lawrence. It's been a blast.
It's been a great,
wild ride.
It's been great having you.
I'm glad we thought of It's Shit or It's Crap. That's a good...
Yeah, okay. To reiterate, if anyone wants to send us some themes for each section.
Yes, and please remember the questions I've asked you for the top fives. Get to work on
them. Oh, yeah. Send in your top fives. Thank you, Sean, for joining me. I've been Laura, and it's been What Gets Club Soda Out.
Wow, what a champ.
She is, I don't know.
You know, there are a few people that are inspiring that you meet every once in a while. Like that,
some of them you don't even meet, some of them you just talk to during a podcast.
Yeah, but it's immediately friendly.
Yeah, because all of my... Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, gonna freestyle on my podcast. We gonna spit it right. I don't even wanna.
The planet. Within a jam. A diabolical jam of only one man.
Phone is ringing. Oh my god.